when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and on your free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get for all Apple products as well as from the Google Play Store by searching Wake Up Call DT. Very happy to have Jake Pickard on the show. We've talked throughout the recruiting process a little bit here. Happy to finally get him on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, defensive end as well as a tight end, who is currently looking at schools. What would suit him best is a verbal commit to Wisconsin, and they obviously changed their coaching staff. Paul Christ from Pittsburgh headed over to Wisconsin. Jake Pickard has been over to Syracuse, and he'll be going to visit Michigan. Those are the three teams in the mix for the class of 2015 incoming defensive end and tight end, and I'm happy to have him on the show. Jake, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Dan. How about yourself?
Doing very well. So let's go back to the beginning here. You commit to Wisconsin. The coaching staff changes. How much did that affect you?
Initially, it didn't really affect me. Actually, no. It affected me because, initially, it did not affect me because Coach Chad, there was nothing with him. At the end of the day, you don't really experience too much of a head coach. He's kind of just a face that you talk to sometimes in meetings, but the positional coach is what's going to be your whip for hours a day for the next 4 or 5 years of your life. So it more affected me when I found out Coach Chad was going with him, because that was just somebody who I developed a strong relationship with and could see myself working with.
So when all that happens with Wisconsin, what was kind of the process after that? When they changed their coaching staff and Chad left, how quickly did they get in touch with you?
I'd actually found out from Syracuse about Coach Anderson. Eric White had messaged me saying, do you want to come visit now? And I just kind of said, excuse me, I don't know what you're talking about. And Coach Anderson had left, it's all over YouTube, so I looked it up. And I texted our other group of commits, and nobody knew what was happening. So it got us all by surprise. So I think 10 minutes after it was announced, the Syracuse staff had called me.
When the Syracuse staff was the one to call you and not Wisconsin to let you know of the changes that were happening, how does that affect you in your recruiting process? The fact that the team that was making the changes didn't call, but a team that was interested in you was the first one to call. Did that mean anything to you?
Essentially, yeah, it did. Because I was like, oh, what's going on? But then I had talked to Coach Brown, Coach Chad, and the rest of the commits, and none of the coaches knew it was happening until it happened. Because Coach Chad was actually meeting with some of our commits in California when he had gotten the update from ESPN. So, the coaches didn't even know, so there's no fair warning you can give. But I tell you, an hour or two after it was announced, Coach Brown had got me on the phone with him, Coach Chad.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calachibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calachibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to CamsPizzeria.com right now. to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. CamsPizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria, truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
When Paul Christ gets over to Wisconsin and everything got started for him and he's putting his staff together, how long did it take them before they reached out to you?
I think it was a couple of days.
And when they reached out to you, who was the one that called you? Was it Coach Christ or who got in touch with you?
No, it was Coach Christ.
And what was that conversation like as far as what they said to you and where you stood with them?
It was very positive. They said that they were going to the dead period. But he said he wanted to keep in touch. If I had any questions, I could call him at any time. Still very high on their list. They want me in the series. Point he said that they could build a defense around and keep this top 10 defense in, and the option's very still high on their list.
You get that phone call. You talk with them. Obviously, like you said, Eric White, the director of recruiting for Syracuse football, he got in touch with you right when Coach Chad was on his way out and let you know. How quickly did you make your decision that you wanted to visit Syracuse after Eric White had called you?
Within the hour.
And what made you decide why not? You know, what made you decide, yeah, you know what, I'll go up and see Syracuse?
Because there was just so much uncertainty with coaching changes and everything. And I didn't know how I fit in with Coach Chris or how he likes to run his defense. We didn't know whether Coach Chris was the only person are coming, or whether there's a new coach coming, and obviously there was a new D-line coach, Coach Nope, came. And so really I was like, you know what, Hughes was a very, very, very close second, and I definitely owe to them and owe to myself that when I originally committed, Coach Chase would just give me a call, and he's like, you know, like, if it was best for you, I support you always, I'm going to be a big fan of yours, but just I want to keep in touch in case anything happens. And so obviously something did, so I stayed true to that promise, and we called him up and arranged the official.
And that's something that I think says a lot about your character, is that you kept a promise when this all kind of shook out, and you look back on your conversation with Scott Schaefer. How much did it mean to you that the head coach of Syracuse, or of any team for that matter, says to you, you know what, Jake, we want you, but if we're not going to get you, I'm still going to be a fan of you, and I want to keep in touch with you. What did it mean to you that Scott didn't just say, all right, catch you later?
You know, it was awesome, because I'd really developed a very, very close relationship with the rest of the coaching staff. And so it was just very good to know that that relationship wasn't just recruiting cover, I guess, to just be like, oh, yeah, we're best friends, blah, blah, blah. Really, I just kind of want to get you here. Just kind of shows how genuine those guys are. And, you know, if it was just a recruiting disguise to be act as if we're just good friends, clearly it was not after. He was like, no, I want to stay in touch no matter what. It really meant a lot. Just kind of shows Scott, kind of guy, the coach, Coach Schaefer.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Going into your visit with Syracuse, what were you able to take away from that?
Looking forward to also trying to see if I can fit in with the commits in this class. But So I hit it off with him right away. Trey Young, we were just all hanging out, and it was just that was amazing. I came away from that with that. I just got to do.
When you got to be around, you know, like you mentioned, Trey Dunkelberger, who is a junior college transfer who got out to Syracuse early and is there in January, Terrell Hunt, who obviously was the starting quarterback before he went down with an injury, and the other 2015 recruits that came in as well. What can you say about the relationships that you were able to start or build upon? I mean, do you feel a certain closeness to anybody on the team, and how does that affect this whole process?
I definitely do. I got very close to the group in this class. You know, whenever we had free time, we were all in each other's rooms, just hanging out, just watching TV, Sports Center, talking. So that was really good that it wasn't just we were around each other only when we were with coaches, but we were around each other voluntarily because we just kind of liked each other. So that's a big deal because these are the brothers you're going to go to war with, you're going to grind with, you're going to lead with every morning, and you know that's without that brotherhood there, I don't think you can have a successful football team. But it was definitely there.
What were the main components that you took away from the visit with Syracuse?
Mostly just that I just fit in very well with the team because that was everything else I'd already known or talked about or gotten to her. But that was the main concern I had going there.
So now that you've gotten along with the Syracuse players, and obviously you have a connection to Wisconsin, when you put them up next to each other, what can you say about the relationships you have at Syracuse and the ones you have with Wisconsin? How do they have similarities? How are they different? What can you say about how comfortable you feel at Wisconsin, how comfortable you feel at Syracuse?
That's actually kind of tough because I'm very close with all the guys at Wisconsin. Those are all great guys. Very close to my recruiter, but you know, my relationship with the D-line coach, Coach Anoki, and then Coach Dowse are also very different because there's been times when Coach Dowse, Coach Fuller, Coach Thompson come over to my house. They've been here for 2 hours, and we look down there and go, oh man, 2 hours later, we didn't even talk football once. And we're just hanging out with guys, so clearly that relationship is much, much more developed than the one I have with Coach Noki. So the next couple of days, I got to kind of feel that out and see how I'm going to do it.
And you went right into it for me. I wanted to speak with you on Coach Doust. What can you say about your relationship with him, what type of person he's been to you, and just kind of how that relationship has developed?
It's awesome. You know, he's a very, very high-energy guy. That's kind of what caught my attention about him first. Because I also consider myself pretty high energy, just like to be vocal and a people person. So from the start, we always hit it off. But he'll DM me, Facebook message me, just call me, and we just keep in constant contact. Our relationship is only growing from the beginning. And you know, that's the kind of guy that no matter where I go in life, or no matter what school I go to or play at, that I'll always, always keep in contact with.
What makes you have that? I know when you talked about the closeness between Wisconsin players, Syracuse players, you said it's hard to figure out the difference, but when it came to Syracuse coaches, you said that relationship's a little bit more developed. What's made it so easy to be so close to Coach Doust, and really from what I gather from you that he's probably the closest one that you're with, what made it that way?
I think it's just the people that are there, you know, just everybody. I mean, I love the people of Wisconsin too, but the people at Syracuse just been in my house so much and been in my school so much and on the phone all the time and always on me, messaging me, that the relationships we had just grew and grew over the past year or so that they've been recruiting me. And so, you know, it just kind of shows what kind of guys they have there, not only great coaches, but also great people that you want your kids to grow up with.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Le Moyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calicabetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMSpizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Giovanni's Formalwear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formalwear. And leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formalwear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formalwear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic, Giovanni's, the Tuxedo Professionals.
Michigan is the other team in the mix. They've come in late here, and you're going to be going out to visit Michigan very soon. You know, you went to see Syracuse, and then here we are in the following weekend coming up. You'll be going over to Michigan. What made you want to see Michigan when you already have a tough decision between Wisconsin and Syracuse? How does Michigan fit into this?
Obviously the coaching staff is there, growing itself there, and one that can rival any other team potentially, so that's definitely something I want to get around. They said the whole new coaching staff, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, everybody just really wants to get me up there on campus. And that's actually where, you know, it all started for me. That's the first place I came. You know, the first news article I got written on me, 24/7 Sports, all about the Michigan camp, and that was the first school I wanted to go to. My dad hadn't played with Coach Hope, so I was really involved and in contact with them, and that was that's mostly why that I'm taking that visit, because that was that just holds a place for me, because that's kind of where I consider my whole football career start.
Does the whole connection of Jim Harbaugh going from the NFL to Michigan, does that have any effect on you?
Definitely. You know, every single football player's name is in the NFL, and have one of the best coaches in the NFL, have the potential to be your college coach. That's awesome, but still, at the end of the day, what I'm mostly concerned about is not too much about the NFL, but most about the education degree I can get from whatever school I choose.
Michigan, Wisconsin, Syracuse. When it comes to the student side of it, what can you say on those three schools and what you want to study and what school you feel is going to give you the best opportunity?
That's where they're all very, very close. I want to study sports or sports business or major in business. And clearly, Wisconsin and Michigan have very, very highly ranked business school at Syracuse. But Syracuse also has an old school, so that to my want of a sports marketing job also or a major. So in that sense, that they're all very, very close to each other, but also student-wise. I would say Michigan or Wisconsin probably the most amount of students, but that's not really too big of an issue for me. Just the but it's just dudes I can see myself hanging out with, and regardless of football, I see myself meshing with.
In your heart, in your gut, whatever you want to call it, that inside voice that's talking to you, if you had to make the decision right now, do you feel like you could do it, or do you feel like you'd be begging God for more time? Do you feel like maybe Michigan's going to make this more difficult for you, or where are you at with that? That this, you know, with them coming in at the time that they are and really reaching out to you, how do you feel that could affect everything? You think it's going to make it harder on you, or how do you see it happening?
Yeah, it could definitely make it harder on me. It all depends on how this weekend goes.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
So, Jake, before I let you go, obviously we talked about three schools that want you. You play defensive end. You also can play tight end. I want to know, when you look at yourself, as far as if you had to critique yourself and you were the recruiter recruiting Jake Pickard, what should we know about you? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What can you give a team?
I'd say my biggest weakness as of now, that what my coach had me work on all year, my height coming off the ball. Because, you know, sometimes after my first move, I'll just stand straight up and I just leave myself exposed to the running back. But that's what we had to work on a lot this year, just because I had to focus on playing a lot lower. But strengths that I can say that I can bring to whatever school I go to is that, you know, whatever the team needs, I'm going to do my stuff. My junior year, I trained all summer to be tight end, defensive end. A week before our starting tackle went down, my coach said, there's nobody else that can block like you. I need to do this. And obviously, this guy said, of course, because, you know, without key individual, the team can't be a team. So, you know, I always go to the team before myself to do whatever the coaching staff needs to do, the things that I need to do to win. Also, you know, my work ethic is very, very high. There's, you know, my eighth grade coach told me I was the biggest life on the football field. And, you know, I never played college football, but now whenever I see him, he says, I always told you so. But, you know, I consider my work ethic kind of like no other, because I just kind of put a chip on my shoulder just from years of people telling me I couldn't do this or couldn't do that. And you'd never be able to play football here or there. And, you know, I just grind. And, you know, I don't really care. At the end of the day, I don't care about myself as long as my team is grinding and winning.
There's been so much focus on you, Jake, and you turn the focus to your team. What type of family background and atmosphere do you have that's created that in you? Because I think that's noble. I think it's something that's very respectable that we're sitting here talking about you and you're talking about the bigger picture and the team. Where did that come from? Who taught you how to be more about everyone together and not just yourself?
That's got to come from my parents. I'd say, you know, I'm a very, very big family guy. I have a sister who plays college lacrosse at St. Joe's, two younger brothers, a ton of cousins. You know, my dad played college football. My grandpa was a high school coach. And so that's always kind of been in my mindset that, you know, you can only go so far. There's 11 dudes on that field. And clearly I've seen this year my team had so many injuries. And, you know, people went down. At the end of the day, you can only do the best that you can do. Just hope that it helps the team, because I don't care how good you are, one person cannot change the outcome of the game.
Well, Jake, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your honesty. And I know that you got a big decision coming up, and I know that you want to make it before decision day. So I thank you for coming on the show. And after you go out and see Michigan, I look forward to having you back on the show. So if you'd like to come on, I'd love to have you back on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care, Jake.
You too.